Well, it's 101.9 with Fook and Lindsay, the ICP protest march September 16th in D.C. I know you're curious.
What is a juggalo? Let me think for a second. Well, he gets butt naked, and then he walks through the streets winking at freaks with a 2-liter stuck in his butt cheek.
Oh, what is a sounds painful.
Uncomfortable, yeah.
He might try to put a weave in his nut hair.
A weave?
Huh?
A weave and his nut hair.
Which is more attractive there to women, the weave and the nut hair or man bun?
You know, maybe if you get the weave and the nut hair, you could man bun it down there somehow.
All right. You know, make an appointment with your stylist because September 16th, it's happening in D.C. It's a strange coincidence. That's exactly when a Trump rally is planned. But
in the very same spot.
Yeah, I don't know all the details, but I know that the Insane Clown Posse and their fans were categorized as a gang by the FBI a few years ago. Like, they've been to court back and forth about it. I guess they're still categorized as a gang. I don't know all the details, but that's why they are protesting.
Mm-hmm.
But we would like to get some more details on it.
Yeah, we would. And let's go ahead and looks like we have ICP's head attorney in the studio. He'll explain it to us. Welcome, sir.
Thank you for having me. Yes, I am counsel for the Insane Clown Posse. Dark Zuckerberg is the name.
Oh, okay. Mr. Zuckerberg, what is the protest against the government and FBI all about? Can you explain this to us a little bit better?
Yes, I believe that the government has overstepped its bounds and unfairly categorized both the ICP and the Juggalos as criminals and gang members.
Mm-hmm.
Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope are great artists, and the FBI is claiming that listening to their music makes you a criminal, and that limits our freedom of speech and expression. So essentially, this is a First Amendment issue.
So how exactly, as a Juggalo, has it limited your free speech?
Well, just imagine, Lindsay, as a typical law-abiding Juggalo who wakes up in the morning, puts on his spray-painted black overalls one leg at a time, just like everyone else, brews himself a warm cup of Faygo, heads out to the bus stop to beg for cigarette butts, on his way to work at Auntie Annie's Pretzels in the Mall or Spencer's Gifts, he's just minding his own biznatch, and then 5-0 rolls up and starts IFing him, asking him for ID, saying, "What are you doing?" just because he's down with the clown. And God forbid this Juggalo grabs his nutsack and informs the officer that unless he wants an axe to the jaw, he better obey the mother effing law. I mean, what Piggy don't know is that he's about to get his neck wet. You feel me?
Yeah, it's extreme, but I suppose.
Of course, if the Juggalos aren't comfortable to show off their Running Man hatchet tattoos and to put ICP stickers on their backpacks, then they also won't buy ICP merchandise or download ICP music, and then you pretty much ruin the livelihood of musicians just for making music. Well, that's pretty un-American, Lindsay. Simply put, we'd like to have an FBI wiener roast and then put their junk on toast. In a legal sense, of course.
What law school did you go to, Mr. Zuckerberg?
4 years undergrad at Necromaster State, and then 3 years graduate school at Psychopathic University.
I don't
psychopaths.
I don't think that's accredited.
Look, we've issued a legal challenge to the attorneys for the Justice Department, which I think states our case clearly. Open up your mouth and count to 10, because you don't want to know my nuts are going in.
That's very graphic, Mr. Zuckerberg.
Oh, please, Lindsay, call me Dark.
Okay, Dark. So, September 16th, the protest march, the free concert with ICP. If you're down with the clown, be there in D.C.
That's a dope rhyme, Lindsay.
Thank you.
You know, I'd like to say that you look like a hoe that I could step to.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Straight up, if you'd like to maybe have a juggle juice sometime, I think that'd be dope, and if you'd let me get up in them guts, I'll take you to the next gathering, and you could ride my raft on Hepatitis Lake. What say you to that, woman?
Yeah, I'm currently involved with somebody. I'll just have to take a rain check.